WYT and KQJO-FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Certainly, the Christians, the saints of God, we should be able to say that with all surety, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Because rejoicing is a choice. It's a choice that we make. We can be sad, we can be happy, we can be glad, or we can be joyful. And that's what we choose to do this day. We will have joy in this day because it is the day that the Lord has made. In the lesson today, we want to talk about some of the serious problems, conditions, and situations that are happening in this world today. We want to let you know that no matter what the enemy tried to send your way, we have an advocate, someone that can and will speak for us. And we know Jesus. We know him. He is forever interceding for us. And he's praying for us to his Father every day of our life. Saints of God, we have Jesus, the one that hung, bled, and died, and rose again, and now is seated on the right hand of his Father. We have him interceding for us every day of our life, taking our prayers to him as only he can do in the name of Jesus. And we should be thankful. This is a day that we should be glad and we should be thankful. When we have to know that God is everything to us, we have to know that right now. When we have to know that faith, we have to have faith in God and in Jesus, and in the Holy Spirit, we won't have access to the health and healing of God and the promises of God if we don't have faith in God, if we don't have faith in the Spirit of God that comes to protect us, to keep us, to heal us, to anoint us. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost anoints us with fire and the Holy Spirit, so that we can perform the works of God, so that we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. And we know that those wiles are everywhere. He has stuff everywhere coming after us. And we have to know that we have the protection that we need. We have the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit will back up those promises. We know that we have deliverance. We have the power of God through Jesus Christ. You know, to be saved, to be set free, and to be able to fight in this fight that we're in today. We're in a fight for our life. We're in a fight against the devil, against Satan, that he comes to steal from us. He comes to kill us, and we have to fight. It's called spiritual warfare. And I know most people don't know about spiritual warfare, but we're in the time now where if you don't know how to fight in the spirit, we're going to be lost. We're going to be taken over by the enemy. And James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Satan will run. Flee means run. He will run from you in peril for himself. Because he knows, Jesus Jesus stomped him, and he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from Satan. And he knows when the power of God and the power of Jesus is near, and he takes off running. So, saints of God, we have to submit ourselves first to God. That's the first thing. Come under the authority and power of God. And all belief and honesty, we have to believe that God is God and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We have to really and truly believe that. If we want to receive the things that God has given us, we're going to have to believe the scriptures, believe the word of God. I know what Jesus says, have faith in God. We have to have faith in God. We have to believe him. We have to trust him in order to get the things that we need from him. And James 4 and 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. In Ephesians 4 and 27, it tells us, neither give place to the devil. We can't give him any place. See, when we sit there wondering and doubting and just believing everything that we hear on the radios and the TVs, and if we just keep letting that stuff in and we don't phase it out, we're giving Satan a place in our life. And guess what? When he take a little place in your life, all you have to do is give him a little crack, a little bit of insight into you, and he will take over completely if you don't know how to fight. So, saints of God, this lesson is geared to Christians. It's not really geared to sinners. The only thing we can say to sinners is you have to turn from sin. You have to denounce sin. And you have to give your life to God. That's how you're saved. You confess that Jesus is Lord over your life. And you ask God to forgive you of all of your sins. And then you can be saved. He said, if you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and he's sitting on the right hand of his Father, you're saved. At that very moment, you're saved. And then this lesson can apply to you. So if you're not saved, get saved. Before this lesson is over, go ahead on and get saved. And then you're right in here with us, the Christians. No matter how long we've been Christians, when you turn the first time and you confess that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead, you're a Christian just like us. You have the same status, the same ability, the same power, the same anointing that we have. And we can resist Satan. We can resist the devil. If we hold on to what's happening to us like a blanket, we can't have the things that God said we can have. So see, that's what's happening to a lot of us. We're holding on to the evil and the sickness and the diseases, you know, just like we hold on to our little blanket, our security blanket. You know, it's the devil's job to steal your health, to sap your strength from you. He wants your mind. He wants your soul. And he wants your body. That's what Satan wants from you. You know, nothing about you is sacred to Satan. Don't think that she's pretty. She's gorgeous. He's a wonderful looking man. He's strong. Satan thinks nothing like that. That's not his thought. His whole thoughts, he's your enemy. His whole thoughts is to send plagues and like this COVID virus. That's what he's sending. So do you think he really loves you if he's sending COVID-19 to your door, knocking at your door? Well, saints, you don't have to accept it. You don't have to let it in. You know, it's on this earth because we have an enemy that works tirelessly around the clock, plotting, scheming, you know, setting up plans to take more of our lives. That's what the job of Satan is. So are you going to sit back and just allow him to do this? You know, first, there was a strand, you know, of this virus. And now it's mutating into different strands. It's reproducing from that same virus. You know, we don't want to see this. We don't want to see this as a real demonic pressure and power of an invisible demonic devil. But that's what it is. You might not want to know what's happening in this world. It is a satanic, it's in satanic form, and it is invisible, but you might not want to know, and you might not want to believe that it's, that this world is under satanic powers. It's only two powers in the world. That's the power of God and the power of Satan. And you might not want to know, and you might not want to believe that our world is in a satanic and a spiritual battle. That's what we're under. And it's happening through Satan. We need to know this. We might not want to recognize that there's demons and devils and witches and warlocks, evil spirits, and powers of darkness in this world today, but they are. They're there. And they're operating in our lives and in our families all over the world. And just because we don't want to see it and we don't want to believe it, doesn't mean that it's not happening. People, look. I want you to look at what's happening. You know, people are just clueless as to what's happening to them. You see poor people walking around and they're suffering from all these different things, and they're just clueless as to what's happening. It's satanic powers that you're coming against, and that you don't know about them, and you don't know how to fight against them. So that's why I'm teaching this lesson today. The Bible tells us that all we have to know, it tells us all that we have to know, and it's up to you to know what God has to say about the enemy and prepare yourselves to fight back with spiritual warfare. It's in the spirit that we fight. It's not in the flesh. We're not dealing with flesh and blood. We're dealing with something that we cannot see. Yeah, Satan is an enemy that we cannot see. And this lesson will speak directly to Christians. We're supposed to know the word of God. We're supposed to believe what it says, and we're supposed to trust God that he will, whatever he says he will do it, and he is well able to do what he says, and he will do it, saints. You got to know that he's able, he's willing, and he will do it. He's very capable of doing whatever he says. So we have to believe that. But so many Christians, they don't have faith. And this is a sad thing when they don't have faith in God. So they don't know. They don't know how to have faith in the word of God. If you don't have faith in God, then you don't have faith in his word. And this is why we see cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, obesity, addictions of all kinds. We see depression, oppression. We see hatred. We see disease, all kind of diseases that's been raping and killing and destroying people and destroying the lives of people. And this is what that is. This is demonic pressure. This is the devil using his power to do all he can to destroy the people of God. And we have to realize that, you know, something that's been named with powers to kill us, to destroy us, and we don't think of what that is. We don't think of what's behind all this stuff. Well, I'm telling you, cancer, diabetes, rheumatism, arthritis, obesity, Alzheimer's, addictions, all of this stuff, and hatred. All this stuff